The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so one simple goal today, read through the 8 levels, right? Okay, and then we'll start to try to figure them out. No, we can do questions, but we have to finish the 8 levels so that we can like have set up for analysis for next week. Oh, you mentioned that. Okay, so let's start by just reviewing the ones yesterday. Shmona, Malos, Yesh Pitztak, Zola, Malo, Mizo, Mala, Gadolish, Ein, Lamala, Mimenu, Zeha, Machzik, Biad, Yisrael, Ishemach, Venosin, Lo. Oh, I had a dream about that. About the word Shemach. I don't remember what it was. It was trying to, okay, whatever. Wow, I forgot about that. Venosin, Lo, Matana, O, Halva'a, Ose, Imo, Shutfus, O, Mamzi, Lo, Malacha. And here's the main part. So the highest level is you make it so that he doesn't have to ask anymore and he's not dependent on people, regardless of how you do that with matana, work, hava'a, shutfus. Okay. That's v'chayimach. Okay. Level 2, lower. Pachos mizeh, lower. So that's the double blind. V'karov lazeh, presumably lower, right? Karov lazeh, right, close to this.
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah, v'lo yitin adam l'toch kupa shel tzedaka el im. Okay, so giving it to a kupa, and a person should not put into a kupa. Elim kain haya yodeh shem hamamuna ne'aman b'chacham yodeh linhog bak shura kachanani ben tradion. Let's see. We didn't do the makbilas on this yesterday. Lakach is a kibel. Mimi lakach, right? Who received? Lishkas chashayim lashon chashay b'seisar tzadikim mish merachim. Okay, he's always defining tzadikim there. People who are Moroccan. B'nei Tovim is Mishpacha Mechubedes. That's weird. The Anim who were from a good Mishpacha would be Misparnasin from that. Say again? Hold on. Why did I forget the microphone?
Yeah, but it's weird that it was not all Anim. It was only the Anim.
Yeah, me too, yeah. Yeah, strange. Also, it's kind of weird because you also know that you're giving it to B'nai Tovim, right? Yeah, strange. Okay. The Karo, Pumbi. I always forget what Pumbi means.
Public?
Yeah, I think so. I think it means public. The Karo was a taste haluka. Okay, so make a subdivision. So I guess he's not taking a stance on whether it's higher or lower. Shemamuna hach rai al kubas hatzdaka, that the one who is responsible for it, chacham bal malos midosios umalos sichlios v'shlemus u'kfish haroi. So he was not talking about chacham like just in intellectual perfections. This is like more like a hilvos deos chacham. Well, both really. Kshura al pi hachuk v'hatzedek. Okay, so according to justice and law. Kachanani bin Tradion, Mechachmi HaMishnah, Shahya Gabayt Tzedaka, Neman, Vakiyam, Es Mitzvah, Hatzdaka, Batachli, Sashlem, Sabcharis, Lo Lerevach, Elo Lashem, Ava, Sashem, Bilvat, Bene Emanus, Vizacha, Bizhus, Zelachai, Lomabas. So that's the Rambam talks about the end of Pirush Mishnah, about the paradigm of Lishma. Okay, but not the way he's using Lishma here, right? Because then it would be very easy to get Lishma, is you just do a double blind Tzedaka and then you've got Olam Haba. Okay, all right, now level 3. You want to say your idea? Yeah.
We had a question about it.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, like, it means that the second level is one.
Right, and the first one's not. You know exactly who you're doing.
And also, what the second is like, okay, it might be more than I think that I'm doing,
right?
Like,
right.
I can't even give the respect to, like,
right. In other words, and given a lot of things we've seen about tzedakah, a lot of the perfection comes through the interactions.
Right.
And that's the step we took yesterday, was to say, not a step even, but just that there is a tension in tzedakah between what you're doing, like what you're accomplishing, and then the effect that it has on you.
Right.
And you have
a... So my thought was that not having the un, I don't know. You're preventing the un from having to meal for anyone in the body. I mean, that's true in that. If I can be able not show up in the
sorry, just say that one more time, I just missed it.
Me, I this is kind of in line with Matthew's explanation of the main children.
Okay.
Is that, if I don't consider them by, like, saying, I can't even interact with you, or I can't even interact with you.
Right.
More like, keeping your dignity intact, and not revealing the bodies. Like, the audience doesn't have. No, I didn't feel bad for him.
Right.
I didn't feel bad because he doesn't know, like, he doesn't have to reveal himself.
Right. Right.
And he doesn't have to feel bad, like, oh, okay. I'm learning this okay. one guy. He doesn't know who's
there. Right. Okay.
That doesn't answer why that would be the second level.
Though, yeah.
Right.
Now, if anything, I thought that was your question.
The question of why is it the second level? It seems like it should be the first level, I know.
No, first level
right. Right.
And then,
okay, right. So that I think we have to say that, right? Is that the first level is the first level because it solves the problem of Aeneas, right? But yeah, now once you're right. So then once you're in the realm where someone is in need, so then preserving this is a greater preserving of the dignity, which is gonna be it's nice to give it with a smiling face,
but
this is like the most dignified. Wait, that's what you're saying. Okay, I hear that. Yeah, Yosef?
I just want to ask something about, like, in terms of how much shame will the Ani feel?
Yeah, right. Right, so this is the least shame.
I mean, obviously, also less shame if you just give them a job, because that's just the only thing I have to think about is that.
Right, that's also true, right, in the long run. Yeah.
Okay. I was wondering their like, level set with
it. Yeah, so that, this is why I want to go through. This is why I want to go through all of them. Okay, yeah. So let's go through all of them now. Pachos mizeh, shiyede hanosin lemi yitin. The giver knows who he's giving it to. But the Ani doesn't know who he's getting it from. So the Gedolei Chachamim would go in secret and throw the money into the doors of the Aniim. That's what you should do. Umala tovahi. It's a good mala. So that's what you should do if the mamunin and al tzedaka are not behaving properly. That's interesting. So he does seem to be saying that the Kuba system, when it's working properly, is a higher level, right, than this. Okay.
And that kind of thing that we're not going to
change the body. Oh, I didn't realize we didn't read all of the... For the Ani... Well, the Ani knows that the guy knows about him, right?
Does he?
Yeah, right. I mean, I think. Well, not necessarily, I guess. Well... If the guy throws money into your house, he knows you're poor, right?
Okay.
So he knows who you are. Otherwise, he might get the wrong house, you know, I think. We didn't finish reading this Makbili. I didn't realize there was more. This is still on Chanan ibn Tradion. So he says, my matanz levioni money got mixed up with my tzedakah money, and I distributed it all to aniim. It's tarachti lahosif mikispi lemaos purim, and I needed to add from my own money for the maos purim. Okay, that's just an incident about. Oh, I guess he's saying that was the incident where he gave tzedakah in the most perfect way. I don't really want to go into now analyzing what that was, but I guess that was the case. Okay, then Makbili on test was im ein hamamunin. Okay, fine. So sometimes people are appointed who are not roy. Okay, next. Pachos mizeh, fourth level, lower. Sheyeda ha'ani mimi nata v'lo yeda ha'nosin. Okay, so we flip it, right? The ani knows who he's getting it from, but the nosin doesn't know who he's giving it to. So I don't quite get the picture of this, but they would put the I thought Sadi was a turban.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So they put the money in their turban, but like let it like hang down behind them. Ninim will come and take, right? Kadesh lo yihi lahem busha, so that they wouldn't have any busha. So they know that they're getting it from this guy, but he doesn't know who's taking it. He just feels a little rustling in the back. Okay. Yeah.
Sudar, is it Sudar?
Sudar, I know is a flag. It might also be a turban. I think. Sudar, yeah, I don't know. Okay, so that is Yod Sorim is Nosim Bitsur, Mafshilin Lahorim, Tolim Yahore Gabam, Lahem Okelanim. All right, now we get to quick levels. Five. Pakas Musa, Shitin Ani Biado Kodim Shishal. You give to the Ani before he asks. Okay. Six. Pakas Musa, Shitin Lo Karoi, Litin Lo Achar Shishal. You give him after he asks. Seven. Pakas Musa, Shitin Lo Pakas Mina Roy, Besever Panim Yahoo. You give him less than you're supposed to, but you have a smiling face. Eight, Pachas Mizeh, Shiitin Lo Be'etav. You give it to him with, you know. Less, you mean for the seven is less than Roy, right?
But it's eight, no, eight, eight, it's eight Roy, but
oh, eight is, face, oh, I see what you're saying.
Not Roy and with a bad face.
Oh, okay, right. Probably Roy, but with a bad face, hmm? Right? I would think so. Yeah?
I don't think that's not, that would be not a word with a bad face, because if you're giving that rule, you already have some will fail into the mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
So how could a successful doing the derisive mitzvah be below a failed doing of the derisive mitzvah?
Well, I think because it seems to me that the etzev was a really bad thing, that so even if you're doing a baroi, then you're mafsid, you're zechus for it. Like that was the case the Rambam gave. Like, even if you give him Elif Zuhuvim, but you do it with Etzev, then you're Mafsid or Ma'abid, you're Zuhus. Yeah.
Also, I mean, levels five and six, he says that five is giving the Ani before he asks, and then six is giving him Karoi after he asks.
Uh-huh.
So, like, is level five not Karoi, but it's since
uh-huh, I see, right, asks, right.
It's better?
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah, yeah, same question there.
Right. Right. So I think, wait, so does that point to the answer then?
I don't know.
So if you just read five, it would say that you're, of course, giving him Karoi, right?
Yeah.
Right. That's what you think. But then once you read Shitin Lo Karoi, Litin Achar Shiyashal, so then the question is giving less preemptively better than giving the right amount emptively, post-emptively.
I'm assuming the other ones are not annoying. Not that, but no, not annoying.
All the other ones above, you mean? That's true. That's true. Right.
And the same way, you don't know the
audience. Yeah.
Not necessarily the audience. It's not the same.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I hear the problem. Yeah, yes.
Also, the phrasing about Chum is a little bit. Okay, so I think that implies that each scenario is different than the other, and you can't mix and match scenarios.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering also. Meaning, like the thing that makes it level eight is the Be'etzev, right? And irrespective, I mean, this would be testing it out that way. And irrespective of whether you give him Roy or not, Etzev automatically knocks you down to level eight, right? And then the question, and then Sefer Panim Yafos is level seven, and the Chiddush is even if it's Pachas Min HaRoy. Actually, I don't know. Yeah, fine.
Right, kind of similar to what Chaim was saying before. It seems like it would be impossible to give him Karoy before he asks.
Not possible if you know the guy's situation.
I guess
before he actually asks.
I mean, like, you know the guy. No, I understand that. I'm saying it's like, to me, there's like two situations. One is like this guy just walks in the town and he's clearly poor,
mm-hmm.
and you go to give him money, or he like walks. He's like the town beggar, and you know that he's poor, and then you give money before he asks you today.
Right.
So, like, if it's the former, then it would be impossible to give him Karoi before he asks.
Right.
Because you don't know this that situation.
Right.
He could need $100, he could need $10.
Right.
Right.
Well, I'm not. Okay, fine.
Well, yes.
In that case, it's impossible when you know that I'm, you know, situation is in that.
Yeah.
But then what's going to change all that? Right. Is it like in this interaction or just.
I think in this interaction, yeah.
Also, keep in mind. You can't possibly know a story for the young if you don't even know who you're giving to.
Yeah, right. That was what you were saying. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's finish this and see if there are any helpful mobilis.
Please. Yeah. I don't think enough of you have that.
Right.
I'm if I'm doing the tournament thing.
Yeah.
And I don't see the money. So I don't know then.
Right.
But I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
Is that knocking down all right?
I think the eating a little bit etzev is only a problem when like the ani is seeing it. You know, yeah. Yeah. If you go to a soccer box and go, I don't think that counts as etzev. Gadoli chachamim hayu nosnim pruta la'ani kodem kol tefila ve'afkach mispalim shenemar ani b'tzedek echazef anachan. That's an interesting idea in tefila, maybe. Right. I gaze upon your presence or your face in tzedek. That's interesting. That's Gedolei HaChachamim will give a pruta to an ani before tefillah. All right, fine. Let's look at
about the pruta.
The pruta?
Yeah. Well, that's not korach to anybody, right?
Right. And that's so just doing the maaseh tzedakah. Right, yeah. So Yishal is Shivakesh. Okay, fine. Etzev is Bekan, sorry, Bekev, or Betzar, or Bekas, right? So any of these bad emotions in pain or in suffering or in anger. All right, fine. That's it. Yeah. Okay, those are the eight. Yeah, we got a lot of questions. Okay, so here's what I propose we do. We let these percolate. Okay, I also want to see if in the Shulchan Aruch and the Aruch Shulchan, if they expand upon these as they usually do in terms of like, you know, practicality, and that might clarify some of the levels.
All right.
Sounds good. We accomplished our mission. Yay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Rabbi Schneeweiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.